So, we've got a number one deluxe meal. Is there anything else I can get you?
Yeah, I'd also like a good night's sleep.
Excuse me, sir?
You know, the I didn't struggle all night with my uncomfortable CPAP mask, or something like the my wife didn't kick me out to sleep on the couch because of my constant tossing and turning.
Sir, we don't have anything like that here. I think what you're looking for is Inspire. It's an implant that works inside your body to treat sleep apnea without a CPAP. That way you can breathe normally and rest more soundly.
Come on!
Oh, he sounds angry. Inspire is the only FDA-approved sleep apnea treatment of its kind. It's helping tens of thousands of people finally get restful sleep. To learn more, visit InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com. Inspire. Sleep apnea innovation. Inspire is not for everyone. Talk to your doctor to see if it's right for you and review important safety information at InspireSleep.com.
You want to buy a car or a house, travel, retire? But it's getting harder to figure out what's the best way to spend and invest. Afford Anything is a podcast that teaches you how to be smart with your money.
Take the amount of money that you would make on that car payment, make that payment to yourself. That way, if you have to make a major repair, it can come out of that. And when you do go to buy your next car, who knows, maybe all 5 years worth of car payments accumulated over that time.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
Well, good morning.
Howdy. How are we all today?
I'm good for a Monday. How about you, Travis? How was the Puka run? What's it?
The Dupa
Dipsy,
Dash.
The Dipsy Dash. What was it called? How you say? What?
Dupa Dash.
Dupa Dash.
You're a dupa.
How was a Durkee run? How was the Durkee run? Yeah, that's kind of mean.
Yeah, really, you know, mean.
I'm just being here. I just couldn't get it right. How was the Durkee run?
It was good. It was good. Outside of the many people that said, yeah, Michelle, we don't need her in our circle.
Oh.
They did?
Boy, that took a turn.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot of Polish Falcons members listened to this show, and they were not enjoying the fact that you were dissing their event on Friday morning.
That's true.
I'm probably more Polish than all of them, which... You know, but my point being is that wasn't nice.
Yeah, but you were mean to the Polish people.
I wasn't mean. I just said no, but
Polish
it's not a
people
thing.
Of Grand Rapids.
It is a thing.
The Riverbank Run is a thing. Everybody knows that. I think they changed the name. Yeah, there's the Polish people. I'll even give you the Undy Fun Run. And the, you know, there are some, but I've never heard of the Punta Pass. It called? Derpa Dash.
It's the Dupa Dash, and let's be real, Madge. You just don't get out a lot anymore.
Is it the Derpa?
I don't.
Is it the Derpa Dash?
Yeah, nobody's heard of it.
Derpy Derpy.
I'm sorry.
Eighth annual Dupa Dash.
Well, I mean, that's being, you know, I don't know about that. I don't know that there's been eight. That's not to say I don't love the polls.
There were eight.
It's not.
He's telling you there are eight, and you're ignoring him.
You don't leave the house a lot anymore, so you don't know about these things.
True.
Listen to me. I love the polls. I love the Polish. So Travis, are you even Polish?
I am Polish.
Do you even know? Do you even know what you are?
Look at him.
No,
I'm being honest. Polish.
I am very Polish. Yeah.
Is there a higher level of Pole than... All right. Well, I apologize to the Polish community of Western Michigan.
You're about to get banned from another group.
Yeah, really. You're never going to get to go to the Polish Falcons.
We can't talk to the frickin' Pulaski Queen anymore because of you either.
That is not my fault.
What happened?
She said, when I said, how do you eat kielbasa? She said, she won the kielbasa eating contest. She said, I swallow it whole. I did not say, put those words in her mouth. She said it. Happened to be on my show. Do not kill the messenger.
Wait.
I am only the vehicle in which she, yes.
And they blamed you?
Yeah. That girl said, I swallow it whole. This was maybe 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah, but maybe
you kind
of let her there.
I can't make you drink.
I know you can't make you drink. Wait, look at me. I know you. I know you were involved.
We got a cease and desist over it.
Really?
Last year we did.
Michelle.
No.
Last year was a different story, though. I talked about how the Pulaski Queen pageant was fixed.
And he did.
The person in charge got mad at me over it.
there was some shady behind-the-scenes crap about the Pulaski Queen. The one that should have won didn't. The other one, the fix was on. Well, Greg, the fix was in. The fix was in.
It sounds to me like a bunch of thin-skinned people over at the Pulaskis.
Or it's as shady as the day is long.
Oh, it sure is.
I'm not ready to go that far.
But this is all we can say about it because we got to cease and desist. We can't go into more detail.
I'm not going
no,
that far.
Cease and desist, my crotch.
Whoa.
Why didn't mean that came out wrong. That came out wrong.
Madge, it's early for this.
I'm sorry, Madge. Madge is a little sleepy today. I apologize. Anyway, I love it. Good for you, Trev. How'd you do in the Dupa race?
Good. We walked it in under an hour, so that was good.
1 mile?
Wait, you walked it?
Yeah, I didn't.
I thought it was a race.
It's a mile?
Do I look like I'm built for running? Do most people, most Polish people look like they're built to run?
Did I miss something?
Wow.
How far was this?
It was a 5K.
In an hour?
Yeah, it was 3.5 miles. We walked it in like 45 minutes.
Took you an hour to walk?
Oh, really? Really? Hey, time out. How fast can you do it over there, Large Marge?
You know what? Excuse me. Have you ever run a marathon? I have. Have you ever run the Riverbank Run? I have. Let's arm wrestle right now. Right now. Right now.
That was 16 years ago.
No, it wasn't.
Was it really?
Maybe.
But you know,
I got to do the math.
You guys are at each other's throats up and early today.
Mm. Wow. Trev, all I wanted to know was how the Poopa run race went. And
see?
Then you're being mean.
There's no respect there, is there, Greg?
No respect.
None. Zero.
I'm sorry. Does a Polish Falcon race deserve respect? No, it deserves fun. Hi. Beer.
It was fun.
Sausage.
We did drink after, too. It was fun.
I don't know if I like the tone this morning.
Shocker. Your face is a little pink there. You're getting embarrassed there, Greg. You're getting all... We're hurting Greg's feelings today.
No, it's because Poles. I like the Polish.
He's getting afraid today.
And Polish.
You're coming up to listen. Today we have tickets. We have tickets to see the Smashing Pumpkins at 6:30 this morning. I don't know why they're at 6:30. It's Travis's fault.
Travis.
He decided it's
6:30. Why are you doing this?
We're doing this, and then at 7:30 is that when we're doing the other tickets? Tickets to go see.
Yep. Chris Tucker.
Can you hear the words that are coming out my mouth? Yeah, Chris Tucker, very funny. Yeah. So him, and then you bought something big over the weekend. Greg Henson bought something huge over the weekend.
Wait a minute. I spent about $16,000 this week.
Oh!
Good God.
Lamont!
I know.
You did?
Yep.
So we'll get to the bottom of that. Trav had his in-laws over the weekend, and I had to call the cops this weekend.
What are you, Travis?
Yeah,
Mrs. Kravitz. Mrs. Kravitz.
I know Gladys was out there calling cops on people.
I don't know. I know there were some preseason football games, right?
The Lions.
Were there football? Okay, so you'll cover that in our sports this morning, right?
Yeah.
We'll do that
absolutely
next.
Baseball, Tigers and Guardians in Cleveland. Another all-around effort by Detroit to help them pick up a series win against a division rival.
This one in the air, deep right field. Gonzalez drifting back, looking up, and gone! Two-run blast for Torkelson to start the day. Down the right field line. That's got some carry, and it's out of here.
Yeah.
Did miss that one.
Sheppy's up.
Torkelson with his 22nd home run of the season. Kerry Carpenter with his 18th home run of the season. Tigers go on to beat the Guardians 4-1. Still 10 games below the 500 mark. Still 7.5 back of Minnesota for first place in the AL Central. But, hey, good to see him playing some good baseball.
So Uncle Torky has 22 home runs, and 20 of them have been on the road.
Yes, basically.
What the hell, man?
Got to move the fences in a little bit.
A little more.
More.
It's just going to have to keep moving them in until it's enough.
Come on, move them up. Nope, a little further.
Center field is now 200 feet.
And Torky's got 48 home runs.
It's a little league field.
Every time he hits a home run, I look to see where the game was played. It's never at Comerica Park.
Like he purposely doesn't do it at home.
Well, he can't. Nope. It's too big a park.
Well, also the Tigers as a team are just much better on the road than at home this year.
Is it true that that's the farthest? What's the farthest home run? What's the biggest ballpark with the longest home run, I don't know, length, whatever you say?
Oakland's really big ballpark.
Who's got the farthest away? Because I know Detroit's one of them.
Tigers used to be, I think, first in that category. Dead center was 420 feet, but they moved it into 412.
It was 440 at Tiger Stadium. It says right here that Minute Maid Park in Houston is the deepest at 435.
Oh, yikes.
Fenway is the closest at 390.
Hmm. Yeah. Anyway, Tigers looking pretty good. They start a series with the Chicago Cubs tonight at home. First pitch, 640. Alex Fieto on the mound for the Tigers. They did make a move internally with their farm system. They're calling up outfielder Parker Meadows from Toledo. Meadows was the second-round pick for the Tigers back in 2018. He's hitting right around 260 this year for the Mudhens. Has 19 home runs at this point in the season. Whitecaps, what more can you say? They beat the South Bend Cubs again yesterday, 5-0. They're now winners in 6 out of their last 7 games. They improve to 60-52 overall this season. NFL preseason. Lions looked pretty lifeless in their game against the Jaguars over the weekend, losing 25-7. Teddy Bridgewater, who was brought on to be the backup quarterback, looked horrendous on Saturday, to say the least. Missed
a ton
of open
passes.
Are your
down on the Lions?
Oh, well, I'm concerned about. We brought on this guy to be the backup quarterback, the secure backup quarterback, and just didn't look good.
It doesn't
at all.
Matter. If Goff gets hurt, it's over.
With most teams.
If their starter gets hurt, you're screwed.
Right, right. But yeah, 25-7. Lions play their final preseason game this Friday against the Carolina Panthers.
So my son, I called my son. I was in Detroit, and I said, hey, how'd the Lions do today? And he goes, hold on. He looked it up. He goes, oh, they lost. And I went,
you gave him a H-E-H-E-H-E on a text?
No, on the phone. We were talking. I just went, no one played, Dad. It doesn't matter.
Stop it.
Which I know, but I'm still busting his balls because right. He's so into him this year.
Yeah.
Preseason.
I said, I know. But I said, you know the Bears are winning the division. Dad, the Bears suck. And I'm like, that's how it happens.
You know, I'd be more concerned about the Packers at this point. Did you see Jordan Love at all this weekend?
Does he look good?
He looked pretty darn good over the weekend.
Amazing how good you look when you get 14 years on the bench.
Right. Right. BMW championship in golf. Victor Hovland victorious in the event on Sunday. He finishes 17 under and wins the $3.6 million purse. That is what I have in sports.
That's it.
I had to watch some of that golf because I lost the remote, so I had to watch golf.
Well, here's a, I watched golf.
All
I turned the TV off. Mm-hmm. So did you hear about this Patriots player, Isaiah Bolden?
I did not.
Someone who got, they dragged off the field?
Yep.
That he got hit in the head?
They canceled the game with 10 minutes to go. That's not a good trend.
No, he was only, he had a hard hit. There were two guys that they took off the field.
No, that was the
weekend.
Eagle game Thursday.
But there the Patriots.
There were two in the Eagle game.
Yeah, but the Patriots guy, I saw him, he fell on his side. He got, it was a hard hit, but I thought he just got the wind knocked out of him. Nope. That's what I thought they determined.
That was a stinger, but he had feeling in his extremities, but they still called the game with 10 to go. If I'm a fan, though, paying money for that game, that would kind of piss me off.
Well, if it was a regular season game, it would make me mad.
There are some people who can't afford regular season games who only go to preseason games.
Well, we're on alert because of the heart thing last year. So everybody's all, you know, I mean, we're over careful.
Next piece of meat out on the field. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah. You right. Know, dance.
It's a tough life, man. You got to be careful playing ball. All right.
I know something about you, Greg. I know that you are a hustler. You like to hang on to your money. You like to count your money. You like to know how much money you have. You're very
Which
organized
is very little.
When it comes. It, well, I know that it had to kill you that you, how much did you spend?
I spent a lot of money this week.
All right. Well, you're going to have to break it. We're going to have to break
it
down.
Too much money this week.
We're here to help. We're here to make you feel good about writing those humongous checks.
You going
to
write one for me?
No, but you'll have to tell us about it next. Right. The pain that is on your face this morning. It's priceless.
Been a busy weekend.
So sorry.
Well, over the weekend, I spent $16,000 on children.
What? What?
Well, Coop had 6 grand due for college.
Oh.
Noah had 4 grand. And then Cooper finally found a car he wanted, so we bought a Dodge Dart for $6,000.
So that's not bad, though. 16,
I think the car's pretty nice for him. 16 G's, baby, out the door. Just light it on fire.
Like in a check form or in a money transfer or in
a check
money
for
order?
College,
ouch.
A debit card for the other college. And then a check this afternoon when we pick the car up.
That hurts.
Yeah. I'm.
Is there an aux cord in it already?
There is. What do you think the first thing he looked at?
Mean?
The first thing he looked at was if it had aux. Because all the kids want aux. They want to be able to play their phones. Can I have aux, man? Dad, this car doesn't have aux.
Got to go to Mickey Shore and get a system in it, Dad.
Yeah, yeah.
Mickey Shore.
Does Mickey Shore still exist?
Oh, yeah. There's one on Plainfield.
Is there?
Uh-huh.
Really?
I love Mickey Shore.
Oh, when I was a kid. Gosh.
But it's just most parents this time of year know what I'm saying because they're writing checks for college left and right. You know, it's the first week, and you got to get those checks written. And as I'm writing it, I'm thinking, he better wipe my ass when I'm old.
Oh, my God. No, they won't. No. They won't. They won't.
Hopefully,
he doesn't care.
Hopefully he'll hire me a nurse.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. He won't. They won't. They don't care.
No, they don't.
I one time said, maybe I don't want to be unplugged if I'm, maybe I want to stay alive for a few days to see if I come out of the coma. And Mason was in the basement, not even in an earshot, and ran up the stairs and said, if you get so much as a cough, I'm unplugging you. And walked out. I went, okay, well, that's nice.
It's because you didn't,
whatever.
Go the first day of school.
Whatever. Yeah, we'll talk about that later. I missed his first day of school. Ouch.
Yeah, I don't.
People took that. But anyway, so 16 grand.
10 of the 16 grand, though, was in a 529. We've saved it since they were babies, right?
Still
hurts to let it go, though, because you're like, okay, how long can we play this game before we start writing real checks?
When it's in a 529, does it have to be specifically for what you meant it for, or can you use that money for anything?
No, it's got to be for education.
That's what I wonder.
But I could use it even if I wanted to take a class, or Nikki could.
But it has to be for education. Yes. You have to, could you take it for, like, a cooking class?
Yes.
Oh,
any
God.
Kind of aerobics?
Yeah. You could buy a...
Soul cycle?
You could get a computer with it for school.
Okay.
You can get, you know, anything for school.
Okay.
So, yeah.
God, that's painful.
But it's, and you just, you know, if they audit you, you have to prove it. That's all. Well, I don't think they audit.
Ugh.
I know, it's painful to write a check that big. I'm sure people have been there, though. What's the biggest check you've ever written? What about the biggest you ever received?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. Nothing. I mean, when I was, I remember I paid for my college.
Did you?
And I remember getting the pink notice. Here's what CMU did. They sent you a white notice that said it's due, then a pink one saying it's due, then a red one saying it's due.
Right. Now.
It's due, you idiot.
Now.
And they couldn't electronically do it back in the day. You didn't do electronic banking back then. Everything was on paper.
Right.
So you went to the admin office at Warner Hall and you dropped your check off. And and then if you didn't in time, you weren't going to class. Like, they flagged you. We had somebody, we're sitting in class, and these people came and escorted somebody out of class one time. And I'm like, that was rude. But they didn't pay their bill.
Big bald dudes with pinky rings cracking their knuckles, ready to move all your stuff out of your dorm room.
I should take your books? Come on.
Standing there with one of those little gangster
goons.
Jacks they used to hit you with.
Right.
Just whacking you in the head multiple
times.
Where's my money?
What did they call those things? Those little handheld things they club you with.
Little things. No, the little things. I know what you're talking about.
Little leather things that they just whack you with it.
Like, they're brass knuckles and then those things. The little teeny...
A jack or something?
Leather club, mini club. But anyway, yeah. So, boy, Greg, that had to kill you. I'm sorry. I mean, even though it was in a secured account, but the car one, that's another one, too. Here you go. Did you negotiate about the car? Did you go back and forth, or did you just pay it flat out?
No, I got $1,500 or lower.
There you go. That's what I'm saying. He who says the number first loses. There you go.
No, I didn't say the number. I said I'll give you X amount out the door because he had it listed at $7,500, and I said, well, $6,000 out the door. And he goes, yeah,
$6,000 cash. Oh, see, that's nice.
Yeah.
SAP. Is that what it was called?
It is?
A SAP?
I didn't know that.
I don't know.
It's a leather club filled with a metal rod or a bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, a SAP or a beaver tail. You call them beaver tails.
That's hilarious. You wanted to hit you with a beaver. I got hit with a beaver tail in my eye.
I'm getting one of these for the show.
I want one. Let's give them away. Let's get 50th anniversary beaver tails. LAV beaver tails.
That's good.
Or Trav, you can give them away at bike night.
Oh, yeah, that's what the bikers need. They already have, like, brass knuckles. They don't need one of these.
nunchucks and is it nunchucks, whatever.
Nunchucks
and beaver tails.
Yeah, oh, God, that would be brilliant.
So,
yeah, so
all
that
right,
was
so,
it. I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
You write those checks for, you know, for $6,000. For Cooper got 12 out of the 16.
Yeah.
Because he's just a chachi.
Here's the thing, too, is that...
he doesn't even have his license yet.
Yeah, you bought the car without him even being able to drive.
Well, he's got his permit, and he's just waiting on a driver's test now, which are booking a month out. So he's about 3 weeks away from full go.
I want to break this
insurance,
down.
Insurance. Hold on. Insurance last night.
Oh, because insurance, what you pay for insurance.
I'm not getting him full coverage on that car, though. Because
and he's on yours, right? You got to pay him on yours.
Okay, yes, good. But to get him full coverage, it would be $500 a month. And I'm like, it's only a $6,000 car. Why would I do that?
$500 a month?
No, you get PL and PD. Oh. You don't get full of coverage for a used car.
Right.
You don't
No fault, right.
Just so that he doesn't. Yeah.
It would be $500 more every 6 months.
Still ridiculous. God. You don't need full coverage on a beater. It's not a beater, but on a $6,000
right.
car.
And then while I was there, I took full coverage off my wife's car. Save a little money. Well, I mean, she's got a 2011 van. It's only worth about $5,000.
Let's be real. Look, it's a tank. It's not going to get totaled if you crash it.
Look, while I'm at the insurance office, we're moving some stuff around.
That's
you hear
exactly,
me? We're moving some funds around.
That's exactly what I did. The only car that we owe money on is my Explorer, so I'm just going
to robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Yep. That's so in the end, for my insurance only went up $51 every 6 weeks.
Good for you. Okay.
Every 6 months. Yeah, so nothing big there.
All right. I want to break down the because I know I have a story. I know, Trev, you have a story about taking your driving test. So we'll talk about that in a few. But right now we have these Smashing Pumpkin tickets.
Oh.
459-9797, 459-9797, caller 25. We're going to play a little 3 and 5. You play Greg Henson or you play Travis Gibbs. Smashing Pumpkin, Pine Knob, up for grabs. Caller 25. Call now. Good luck.
This is my favorite song on the show.
All righty, Smashing Pumpkins at Pine Knob. Travis Gibbs, who do we have on the phone?
Got Phil.
Hi, Phil.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. Would you like to play Travis Gibbs or Greg Henson in a little game that we call 3 in 5?
Let's go with Travis.
Okay.
Bring it on, Phil.
Probably wise. All right, Phil, you have 5 seconds to name 3 things. First to 3 wins. Are you ready?
Yes.
Phil, name 3 Christmas songs. Go.
Jingle Bells, Silent Night.
Yeah, this is not going to. Okay. All right. Well, close. All right. Hindsight's 2020, Gibbs. Settle down there.
Yeah, really,
all right.
Cheetah.
Jingle Balls.
Trav.
Yes.
Travis, name 3 apps that you have on your phone. Go.
Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Yeah.
Wow. Ouch. All right. Wow. Phil, are you ready?
Yeah.
Name 3 things that are funny. Go.
Comedians, movies, clowns.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
You got it. Yeah, there you go. Good job,
good.
Buddy.
Clowns are questionable, but okay, if that's you. All
some
right.
People get a chuckle out of them now.
Travis, 3 animals that growl. Go.
Cats, dogs, and raccoons.
Cats growl.
They do. Mine growled on Friday.
Yeah.
They do, yeah.
Okay. All right. Phil's like, yeah, I got to give it to him.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Phil, name 3 people who live on your street. Go.
What?
Jack, Tom, Jerry.
Yeah. Trav, that was a setup.
Oh, Travis, this whole game's a setup.
For the win, Travis. Name 3 famous Toms. Go.
Tom Selleck, Tom Cruise.
Oof. Tom Brady.
I could have said, yeah.
Brady. Yeah, all right. Tom Hanks. I mean, okay. All right. Is this for the win or no? Is this for, what does he have, 2? For the win, Phil. Here we go. You ready? Name 3 things you do before going to bed. Go.
Brush your teeth, take your contacts out, and gargle with mouthwash.
What was the last one?
Gargle with mouthwash. We have
a
winner.
For the win, Smashing Pumpkin tickets.
Good job, Philly.
Thank you.
Travis, what happened?
He's very concerned about what he might say there, what you do. But, hey, you can name 3 very, very good ones.
Wow, Travis. Wow. All right, that's our winner. You are welcome. Next hour, we have tickets to go see Chris Tucker at Soaring Eagle Casino. Well done, Phil. Way to go. So, Greg, the funny part of the fact that you bought your kid a Dodge Dart, when we were kids, we had a green Dodge Dart, and we called it the Norge because it was shaped like a refrigerator, like the Norge refrigerator.
Oh, my God.
And so, who's taking the Norge? You take the Norge? My mom, we had a green Dodge Dart. That was our car to drive all through high school, was that Dodge Dart. And I didn't even know they still made them. So you bought your son
They
yesterday.
Brought him back a few years ago.
Did they? A Dodge Dart for $6,000. Now, what part of his license, like he doesn't have his license yet. What does he have yet to do?
Well, he didn't get his license at 16. He just got it at 18 because you don't have to take driver's training then. So he does need a driver's test. And Travis had to take one. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see what he's got to do for this test because all he does is drive. I don't know if he can parallel park.
That is definitely one thing he's going to have to know how to do is pull into a parking spot and parallel park.
Really?
Yep.
Did you pass yours, Trav? Did you pass yours?
Barely.
Really? It was that difficult?
The driving section of it was fine. I couldn't parallel park.
It's hard.
Wait, Greg, didn't you have to take a driving test? I did.
Yeah, but we didn't parallel park.
Oh, we did. We had a parallel park with cones. Heck
maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe we did. I passed you mine. Did. I didn't worry about it. I was too cool.
So you, my guy, his name was Bob Seeger, Fruitport Schools, the summer program. His name was really Mr. Seeger, spelled differently.
Sure.
He really did put coffee on the dash. And if that coffee spilled, you did not pass it. And if you broke on the highway, which I never break on a highway, and I get so mad when people get off. You let up on the gas if you're getting off an exit. Never hit your brakes on the highway ever, unless, true, you know, there's a traffic backup. But that's the one thing that was the only thing that stuck with me. But it stuck.
You think
but
so?
Yeah, I passed. Yeah. Trav, you didn't pass. You did. Yeah. You did pass, Trav. You did pass yours.
Barely. I got the parallel parking section because we couldn't go out on the road until we could park properly. So she said, this is your last chance. You got to get in on this one. And
how many times did it take your dumb ass?
Five times.
Five times?
You got five attempts. Five attempts. I got it on the fifth one.
Wow.
Okay, there's a science to it. You go equal to the car next to you. Then when your bumper is at their bumper, you turn it all the way. Then when you're half of your car, it's half of your car, you turn it. Then when you're bumper to bumper, you turn it the other way. Like, there's a science. Like, boom, boom, boom. It's easy.
I didn't get the science.
It's not easy. It's definitely not easy. I've had this. I have it mastered now. Like, I can 1, 2, 6, I'm on the spot. But back in the day, it was difficult. It was very difficult.
He taught us at exactly half of your car. When your car's half length with theirs, that's when you pivot your boom, boom, boom. You turn your steering wheel all the way one way.
No one ever taught me. I just look.
Oh, Lord.
Seriously, I just look over my shoulder and ease her in.
Did anybody not pass their driving test, 459-9797? If so, what happened? Like, you hear about people smashing into things, but I get behind those driver's ed kids now, and I'm like, oh, my God, go. What are you doing? It's like they're scared. Like, okay, light was green. I try not to honk, but oh, my God.
I'm not worried about honking.
My dad likes to mess with those kids. Like, he'll pull in front of them. With
your
driver's ed kids.
Has an evil streak, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. Or just funny, but yeah.
When you're 90, you shouldn't be able to drive anymore.
Oh, don't even get me started on that. Well, he should have to take a driving test. I guarantee you he wouldn't pass it right now.
No.
But if you didn't pass your driving test, 459
Well, part of your driving test is not pooping your pants.
Right.
Well, that is.
I was sitting outside with my neighbor, Tim, last night, and he goes, yeah, did you see that white car that just went down the alleyway right there? I go, yeah. He goes, she's 90. And I go
boom,
what?
Boom, 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 boom. Like Streets of San Francisco. Boom, boom, boom. She jumps over the hill. Right.
She's driving. She's waving. Oh, yeah.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi. It's a huge banana.
God. She's 90.
Car. Huge
into somebody's living room.
That's hilarious.
All right. We got your calls. We'll take your calls next. So you bought the kid a car. You waited till he was 18. He didn't take driver's ed.
Because he was playing hockey. He never had a chance to take driver's ed.
But he needed the driving test.
He needs the test now. He's got it booked. Yeah. He's got it in 3 weeks and he'll pass it with flying colors.
Did you ever not pass your driving test? Hi there.
I gave the road test for 16 years, and people are scared to death when they do that. Uh-oh. And Michelle's pretty close on her parallel parking, but the next step is to back straight into it a little bit further until your front tire is by that cone.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Boom.
Yeah. Greg, you're an idiot for not giving your kid driver's ed.
Wow.
Why would he need driver's ed? I can
because
teach him.
You don't communicate everything that you have to do. You are so used to doing it and not having to communicate it.
I am a master communicator.
Why are you so angry?
Whoa!
Oh my God!
Okay. I'm just an idiot, I guess. Well, I definitely don't want my kid in a car with you, Nancy.
What? Oh boy.
You would be lucky to have a kid in a car with me.
Idiot.
Someone's a little angry. You know, that's like the stereotype of driver's training teachers who are just bitter and angry,
oh,
man.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Idiot.
He was so, Mr. Seeger was so mean, too. So mean.
They are all mean. You see, she's a grizzled old vet.
459-9797. Did you ever not pass your driving test? Idiot. We'll take more of your calls. And then coming up after 7, and 7:30, we've got tickets to go see Chris Tucker at Soaring Eagle Casino. So that's coming up.